Welcome back. This is Queer Music Heritage, and I'm continuing with the story of Olivia Records. In 1983, Olivia decided to branch out just a bit, and they started a subsidiary they called Second Wave Records. The music of Olivia had been perceived as soft acoustic music, no matter what they did, so a subsidiary would allow them to showcase more styles of music. One of the first albums on the new label was called Unexpected. It was by Teresa Trull and Barbara Higbee. While you've heard Teresa already on this show, we've not heard Barbara. So from the album, here's a track they both sing on, High and Dry. Also on the Second Wave label was a women's music icon, Trett Fury. Trett released three albums on the label, and from the first one, Terminal Hold, comes the song As If by the Wind.
I caught a glimpse of you that opened my eyes. I caught a fever quite by surprise. I stole a glance that shook me inside. Yeah.
Also in 1984, Olivia released what is arguably the biggest departure from their style of all, one aimed at the dance market. Alicia Bridges had a huge hit a few years earlier with I Love the Nightlife, and she approached Olivia Records with an album project. That song was This Girl Don't Care, and the album was called Hocus Pocus. But the magic was very mixed. While it charted on the dance charts, it ultimately lost money, and perhaps it was just a genre Olivia should not tackle. 1984 was a hard time for Olivia Records for another very big reason. Meg Christian decided to leave the music business. She had become a practitioner of Siddha Yoga and moved to one of their spiritual communities. And of course, since she had been a founding member of Olivia, one of their most devoted workers, and a solid sales artist, this all made the future uncertain. As a footnote, Meg has resurfaced in recent years. She's recorded a couple of spiritual music tapes in the 90s, and in 2003 joined in Olivia Cruise for their 30th anniversary celebration, and has participated in several of their cruises since, including this year's 35th anniversary. So what happened musically to Olivia Records after Meg left? Well, two wonderful artists joined the label. In 1985, Deidre McCalley released the first of three albums on Olivia, called Don't Doubt It. All three albums were produced by Teresa Trall. I got to interview Deidre in 2004, and during my research for that, I found this quote about her that I quite like. It's been said that Deidre McCalley's special brand of urban acoustic pop folk is delivered with an honest, open heart, a celebration of the power and diversity of the human spirit. And I certainly can't disagree with that. In a more playful vein, from her first Olivia album, is the song Would You Like to Dance?
I spent the last half hour bravely holding up this wall, hoping that I will or will not be noticed at all. Someone in the corner,
favorite song, and the evening's half gone. I've wasted all this time simply practicing my life. There's still a little space I
would like to dance.
And I thought that maybe for a
time like
would not hurt to ask,
would you like to dance?
From 1985, Deidre McCalla and Would You Like to Dance? Oh, I can't let it go at that. I've got to play one more Deidre McCalla song, and it's the title track from her 1992 album, Everyday Heroes and Heroines.
From the heart of the country to the bright city streets, there's a rhythm to the living, and it always repeats. With a whole lot of soul and a measure of pride, we are ordinary people simply living our lives. The sun comes up, we start another morning. When the sun goes down, it's the end of the day. We don't have much, but it doesn't really matter. If you get ahead, the government just takes it away. Sometimes you lose, most times you choose to laugh a lot and learn to call any draw when you
And in 1986, Canadian artist Lucy Blue Tremblay joined Olivia and over the next 6 years released 3 albums. She has many wonderful songs, but my favorite appeared on that first album and is called So Lucky.
So lucky that I should be in love with someone like you. No one makes me feel the way you do, the way you do. You're making my dreams come true. So lovely, and I can tell just by your smile and in your eyes that keep my heart so warm, like you do, like you do. I'm rising in love with you. And don't be afraid, I won't go away, 'cause I've got a reason to stay. I love you, and if nothing else seems
That's so nice. From her self-titled album, Lucy Blue Tremblay. I mentioned that Treff Fury had 3 albums on the Second Wave label, Terminal Hold in 1984, Edges of the Heart in 1986, and in 1990, Time Turns the Moon. From that last one is the song, The Girls All Dance.
One hot sidewalk sight, walking
As I'm including the second wave label as part of this story, I'm going next to Diane Davidson. She had released a couple of albums in the early 70s, but got a chance to get her music out there again in 1988 with the album Breaking All the Rules. Here is her song, Trouble Again.
Well, I wake up in the night now. Don't you know I think of you? It's the fire in your eyes. Keeps on cutting through. There's no way.
Diane Davidson. Back to the Olivia label itself, and in 1986, another Olivia artist appeared on a new album, Nancy Vogel. Now, you sort of heard her earlier on the show, because as a member of the Berklee Women's Music Collective, she was on the song Gay and Proud. That song appeared on the Lesbian Concentrate album in 1977. That band's own album was not released on Olivia, but it was distributed by Olivia Records. During those years, it was very hard for independent women artists to get their work out to the marketplace, so Olivia distributed a number of these albums for folks like Woody Simmons, Cassie Culver, Trish Nugent, Joanna Kasdan, and Kay Gardner. This would be a good time to mention a comment I wanted to make about the spirit of the label. Right from the beginning, it operated as a collective, and on the liner notes, you'll see them helping each other out on their albums, as musicians or backing vocalists. In some of the early album inserts, they even recommended music by artists not at all related to Olivia, but contributors to the field of women's music. They didn't view it as promoting competitors, but as supporting friends. And you may ask, where is Holly Near and Margie Adam? Many folks assume those two women's music icons also recorded for Olivia. Not so. They had their own labels, though they did do guest appearances on several Olivia releases.
Hi, this is Holly Neer.
Hi, this is Chris Williamson.
This is Margie Adam.
This is Trent Fury.
This is Deirdre McCalla.
This is Lucy Blue Tremblay.
And you are listening to Queer Music Heritage on KBFT, Houston.
But back to Nancy Vogel. In 1984, she released her debut solo album for Holly Neer's Redwood label. But Olivia heard a demo of what would become her next album, Fight Like the Dancer, and put the album out. From it is the song I Don't Know Why, and it has a definite country flavor.
Well, I don't know why, but I can't seem to shake it. The memory of you comes to me each night in every dream. I don't know why, thought that I could take it, but it appears to me that leaving's not as easy as it seems. Well, I can't go on.
That was Nancy Vogel, and in the history of Olivia Records, we're in 1986, and there were 10 more Olivia releases until it stopped producing music in 1993. Three of those CDs were Best Of compilations, and one was a Chris Williamson concert album. Chris's Wolf Moon album came out in 1987, followed by two more each by Deirdre McCalla and Lucy Blue Tremblay. It seems fitting that the last album released was by Chris Williamson, this time with her then-partner, Trent Fury. That album was called Postcards from Paradise, and perhaps that title more accurately reflects the new business Olivia was conducting. In 1990, it had its debut voyage as Olivia Cruise Lines. And what lesbian could resist cruises for women all over the world, with entertainment provided by the best of women's music? Their 35th anniversary celebration cruises are already taking place. So this is the perfect time to play this next song. It's from Transformations, the third Olivia album by Lucy Blue Tremblay, and it pays homage to Olivia's new business.
I'm gonna sail away, sail away, sail away. Tell everyone I'm gone to play. I'm gone sailing with Olivia. I'm gonna sail away. Sail away, sail away. Tell everyone I'm gone to play. I'm gone sailing with Olivia.
Tell everyone I'm gone to play. I'm gone.
That was Sailing Away by Lucy Blue Tremblay. While I understand the music decisions facing Olivia and think their morphing from record label to premier cruise lines is remarkable, of course, I miss the music. I think I found the perfect way to end the show and will tell you about that in a moment. But first, I want to thank you all for listening. I've got a lot more information about Olivia Records on my site, along with a new Olivia Records discography. I've been annoyed for years that there is not to be found on the internet anywhere, even on the Olivia website, a discography for the label, so I've taken care of that. And remember, you can hear an extended version of this show with complete songs on my site as well. Of course, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. For the internet version, I'm going to squeeze in one more song, as I really think I should play a track from the very last album produced by Olivia Records. That album from 1993 was Postcards from Paradise by Chris and Trent, and I chose the song Living On.
Daddy's little baby girl, such a sweet surprise. You sure look like your mama, I swear you stole her eyes. Hey, little baby girl, Daddy's here, please hold on tight. It's not your fault, I ought to know. I will watch you living on. Wanna go on living for a long, long time, living on. Like the sun will go on rising, you will see the light will shine. Oh, love is the key, and life is still the reason to keep right on believing. Still among the silence in that kitchen, the silence in that room. No one can believe it, and we don't know what to do. I could feel you pass right through me, like you did when you were born. And we are holding on for dear life, forever living. Light will shine. Oh, love is the key, and life is still the reason to keep right on believing. Still among the living, living on. It's a time of great confusion, a time of disarray. It will not go away. Just the same, there is a prayer for you to see another dawn. Still among the living, living on. I dreamed that I was drowning right before your eyes. Could not swim to save me as I struggled for my life. When I awoke, my clock was ticking. I could hear it loud and clear, just a measure like my heartbeat. Just in time, living on. We just want to go on living for a long, long time. Like the sun will go on rising, you will see.
that light will shine. Oh, love is the key, and life is still the reason to keep right on believing. Still among the living, living on.
That third vocalist on that track was Michael Callen. Okay, obviously there is a lot of music from this label that I wish I could fit into this show. The quantity and quality of the work overall is amazing. But my goal was to share every artist with you, and I accomplished that. Hopefully it will whet your appetite to track down these artists. Now for the closing music. Over the years there have been a number of special concerts of Olivia artists. For example, selling out Carnegie Hall several times. One that made it to vinyl was the 10th anniversary celebration, a 1983 event called Megan Chris at Carnegie Hall. It's a terrific album and included a medley of some of their hits. You'll hear By Meg, Turning It Over, Sweet Darling Woman, Ode to a Gym Teacher, and The Rock Will Wear Away. Chris sings Joanna, If I Live I'll Be Great, Sweet Woman, and closes with Waterfall. Megan Chris at Carnegie Hall.
Well, it's time to throw a few old chestnuts in the fire here. We each picked a few songs that we especially loved over the years and threw them all together and
made a casserole.
Yes.
We like to call it the tuna medley.
Moving right along.
Summer is fading, the wind's a little cold. I feel the seasons as they're turning in my soul. Sweet darling.
loving you, sweet darling, sweet darling woman. Even though you may disappear, I will be here, sweet darling.
Sticks to teacher like a leaf sticks to a tree. If Miss Berger could see me now. One girl who runs the errands and who chases all those balls. One girl who may grow up to be the gayest of all. She was a big tough woman, the first to come along. It showed me being female meant just too good to be strong.
Sometimes Thank you so much.